You can watch Connell McShane this afternoon. Before we ask you to do that, we ask you to listen to him here. Welcome back, Connell.
That's a big ask or a tall order. Thank you, John.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you're asking people to do two things in one day. They got to put up with me on your show, and then you're saying they got to turn on the TV later. So,
I suggest that they watch you guys with the volume down and listen to us the way we used to tell people when we had the Cubs games on the radio. You know, you can watch it on TV, but listen to our guy do the play-by-play. And to be honest with you, you might comment on this. I've bumped in every now and then in the hall to some of the people that do the graphics for News Nation. And I tell them, it's interesting because while I'm on the radio for 4 hours, you're not on right now, but your colleagues are, I have it on, but I have the volume down, and I kind of feel like I get the news. I see what they're talking about. There's often a scroll describing what's happening on the bottom. You see the attendant video. You know, you can watch a TV news program with the volume down.
Yeah, I always said, you know, I started in radio, and radio, although it is, there is a team involved in putting the radio show together, but or any kind of radio broadcast, it's more individualistic usually than TV, which is a true team sport. So the people who do are producing, directing, as you say, graphics, are just as important as those of us who are on the air, because one of the things they'll do, not only people like you watching in an office or things like that, but people flipping the channel around. If the TV, if it looks good, I might turn the volume up. I might say, hey, what are they talking about? You know, what's the banner say? What's the video? So, yeah, there's something to that. Everybody's got to be on the same page, painting the screen, as we say, so that people want to say, hey, well, let me watch this. It's pretty interesting.
Painting the screen. Well, to that, I will also just mention that I always notice the clothes you guys wear and the style of the hair, a cufflinks, a wristwatch, any jewelry, jacket buttoned, unbuttoned, the ladies, what color palette, how is their hair done. I think I'm not alone in that. That has to matter a little bit too, right?
You're a shallow person, John, sounds like to be.
Yeah, well, if you're just now figuring that out, I can't help you.
Well, yeah, you should have a talk with the bosses about that so we could get these clothing
allowances. I'm in radio. I'm in radio. It doesn't matter.
a face made for radio, so that's it.
or a wardrobe
made for radio. It could be.
Do you guys pay for your own jackets, or do you get a stipend?
Well, let's just put it this way. Previous places where I've worked, that stipend was a little higher, so I have a lot of clothes. But we do get a little bit. So I do have, you know, how many suits can you have? You just got to get some high quality suits, a bunch of blue ones, and a lot of white shirts, and they can, if you treat them well, they can last a long time.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the news. It appears as though one struggles to use the right verb, but is the president vacillating or compromising on some of his economic policies and tariff talk? What's overall the lay of the land right now?
Not yet, but there's hints, I think, on both sides, by the way. There was, you know, everybody tries to read tea leaves. Like for China, for example, basically said, if you look, they put a statement out, they have like their commerce ministry over there, put a statement out that, if you just actually read the statement, all they said was, yeah, U.S. says they want to talk and maybe we'll talk, you know, and that was enough before we had a jobs report, which is pretty good today, come out that the stock market went up a little bit, the futures this morning. Then, you know, when the jobs report came out, which we can talk about, strong report, by the way, which shows that a lot of the companies in this country are fairly resilient and are not panicking about all this trade stuff. They don't want to make decisions before they have to about laying off workers, because you lay off workers now or cut a lot of jobs and all of this goes away, or the tariffs, there's a big change, then you lose talent. So they're hanging on to them. It's been pretty good. But so some of the White House folks have been out doing interviews after that and have given hints that there could be deals soon, or maybe we'll do something with China. So, you know, there's been no changes, but also not much implementation. The tariffs that are in place are the ones against China. The rest, as you know, have been paused. So we're in this weird period where everybody's kind of all worked up about something that might happen. It just as easily could be a case where it doesn't happen, where the president, you know, recognizes, reads his own tea leaves and says, all right, let me figure this out and let's find a way to declare victory and find an off-ramp. So I think that's why we have a huge wait and see right now from the business community in terms of they're not making any big decisions, including firing workers, which is a good thing.
Right. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk about small businesses. Suddenly we're talking about Christmas. There's 33 million small business owners in America. And these are people with 20 employees or less. Actually, that might be a different metric I'm thinking of. But there's 33, quote unquote, million small businesses in America. And those businesses are having to make purchase decisions. And if tariffs are going to be onerous, then they might go out of business. They might choose to order less or not at all. So as we talk about it on the radio, maybe as you talk about it on the news, you wonder if it's appropriate to sound the alarm bells now or to be a little patient and wait. Maybe it's not going to be so bad. And then you get numbers like the market and the jobs report today, and you think, okay, we've survived it for another month. What's going to happen?
I think
what's going to happen?
I think sorry to step on you. I think the distinction you're making between small and large businesses is smart, and it's a good distinction to make because the large businesses can afford the wait and see attitude more sometimes than the small businesses, and they can hold off on those big decisions for a little while. To your point, small business is a little bit tougher. One of the things that we have seen happen is a lot of front running. So in other words, the GDP report came out, which is the measure of all of our economic activity the other day, and one of the things that distorted, for lack of a better term, the numbers was that there were a huge amount of imports in the first quarter. Why? People are trying to get ahead of the tariffs because they're thinking, well, if these tariffs are going to be in place, let me buy what I need from China and elsewhere now. I'll have it. I'll keep it. And then, you know, just in case, if those tariffs go into place, I'll have it now. And what we also saw on the flip side is other countries were buying less of our stuff. Our exports wasn't a great number. So people are trying the best that they can to try to get ahead of things. Now, that said, and this is why I think a lot of the big businesses are waiting. Again, I don't think there's anybody betting right now necessarily in the economic realm that President Trump, if he puts these tariffs in place, like if he sets new higher rates, that that's going to be good for the economy. Maybe some people are saying long term it is, it's going to work out. But in the short term, there would be pain. The bet, I think, is that they won't go into place, or they might, I should put it this way, they might not go into place. So, again, like I said earlier, why make the decisions now? Because as easily as he could raise these rates, he could take them off altogether. And again, like I said earlier as well, declare victory and say, all right, I got a marginally better deal from X, Y, and Z. Let's move on. So I think that's where people are right now.
I had no idea the president had this much power. Did Barack Obama and George Bush and Joe Biden have this much opportunity to singularly alter the economy of the country and the world? It's amazing to me. And it's so unprecedented that you don't, even if you're hopeful that it's going to net out positive, it's hard to imagine it because nobody's ever been so heavy-handed about things. And you've made me think about the businesses that have maybe ordered stuff now. Maybe the positive numbers we're seeing still are just a function of everybody front-loading because the worst is yet to come. We're going to see that cliff, and it's coming. I don't know.
It's all a percentage, right? Like when people say, oh, there's a recession coming, like we had an economist, respected economist on, I have him on all the time, Mark Zandi, who said at one point, I don't know where he is now, I think he said like 60% chance of recession. It's pretty high this year because he started the year very, very low, saying there was a very low chance of recession. So it's 60%. Okay. There's also a 40% chance that we won't have a recession. So I think that speaks to what uncertainty is. That, yeah, is there a chance that the rest of the year is going to be very tough economically, not only a recession, but a deep recession? Some chance, yes. But there's also just as close to a chance, probably, it's probably close to 50-50, that it doesn't happen, right? Because again, there's so much here, and the president's done it before. I think there's a lot, and I kind of thought this myself for a while, still do to some extent, that Trump 2.0 was different than Trump 1.0, in that he was really going to go for it this time with the tariffs, and he was unleashed, or whatever term you want to use. But now we're seeing some signs that Trump is Trump, and he's, as he said the other night when he was in the News Nation town hall, I'm flexible. You know, he says that all the time. You got to be flexible in business and in politics. So I think now the thinking is, all right, this is the same guy we were dealing with last time, and if he sees a deal that's going to make him look good and maybe help the stock market a little, he still may cut that deal. The last thing I'd say is I think the reason he's taking so long, one of the reasons, and this is just the way I see it personally, is that if you look at President Trump on every single issue, you want to talk about flexibility, he has extreme flexibility on almost any issue over the course of his lifetime, even before he was in politics. Except this one. This one, trade, is something I think he truly believes in, a visceral level. Going back to when he used to talk about Japan in the 80s, same thing he says about China now. He really believes in it. So I think it's more difficult for him to change course on this issue than it is on almost any other issue. Doesn't mean he won't, but I think it's more difficult for him to do it because he really
Well, and unfortunately for him and us, this is the one thing that he also has the least control over. He can issue tariffs and will it, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. Remember what happened to the bond market a couple of weeks ago when he launched those tariffs and then the world economy said, nah, we're not buying it. You can't force it. We'll take it away. And then they retreated for 90 days.
Right. Well, but that's the point. He did retreat. So he does have that. That's the flexibility part. So and the other thing you got to remember about President Trump is that people say, well, how will he get out of this and admit defeat? He won't admit defeat. He never does. He'll say that we won, whether we did or not, or the deal's marginally better or not, will be beside the point. But there is an off-ramp here. I think that's what people in the market are saying. I'm not saying he's going to take it. I'm saying, as opposed to saying it's 80-20 one way, it's probably 50-50. And that's why people are waiting to see what's going to happen. It's a very uncertain time. And the rest of the year, it's kind of up in the air. Could literally, it's the old cliche, could go either way. Well, this time, it really could go either way.
Connell McShane from News Nation. You can watch him starting at what time are they going to put you on the TV today, Connell?
Well, 3 Eastern. So that's 2 o'clock your time for 3 hours, huh? How about that?
Look at his pretty clothes.
I got to go comb my hair after this interview. So,
Connell McShane is always on Comcast 223 from 2 to 5 our time, DirecTV 307. He's on the Dish 2, 207. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Connell.
Right. Always fun, John. Take care.